Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Al, what's the only land mammal that can claim to be faster than a greyhound?
That one's easy. At 75 miles an hour, it's the cheetah. A greyhound's top speed is 45 miles an hour. Oh boy, time travel music. Where are we going?
We're going back to England in the 1930s. See that man? He's Kenneth Ganderdower.
The writer?
Yes! He was born into wealth, and over the course of his life, he had a colorful tapestry of things he was known for. Ganderdower was a writer, prolific athlete, explorer, aviator, hunter, and...
Greyhound owner?
Greyhound owner.
Sounds like a well-rounded guy.
I'll say. He was good-looking, too. While at Cambridge, he played rugby, squash, rackets, tennis, lawn tennis, billiards, and... Eton fives. Though I'm not really sure what Eton fives is.
Eton fives is when you hit a ball with a glove or a bat against three walls. Rugby fives is played within four walls.
Okay, well that explains it. Thank you.
Clearly.
And he must have been a really good at both of those, because in 1932, he won both the Eton and Rugby Fives championships. That feat wasn't matched until 2009.
So what does this have to do with greyhounds?
I'll get into that. First, you need some more background. Now we're in 1934. Ganderdower is leading an expedition to Mount Kenya.
In Africa?
Yes, Mount Kenya is the highest mountain in Kenya. He was trying to capture a photograph of a type of cat that was rumored to exist, the Morozi, I think that's how you say it, Morozi, which was said to have been a spotted lion. But the explorer failed to find such an animal. In fact, it remains undiscovered today. So either it's super elusive and its patterned coat really does serve as excellent camouflage, or it never existed or ceased to exist long ago. Ganderdower spent 1935 and 1936 in Kenya and the Belgian Congo, and he fell in love. Here we are in 1936, and Ganderdower is arriving back in England, and guess what he has with him?
Lots of souvenirs.
You could say that again. He had 12, quote-unquote, tamed cheetahs with him.
Cheetahs? For what?
Okay, this is going to sound crazy. So brace yourself.
I'm braced.
Ganderdower's idea for the cheetahs was to introduce cheetah racing to England.
Cheetah racing?
You heard that right. We're back in the present because this is the perfect place to interject something else that was going on about the same time that Ganderdower was exploring Africa. In 1931, there's this guy named Archer Leggett. He was a builder. Archer was also a greyhound racing enthusiast. So, naturally, he built a greyhound racing stadium. That stadium was called the Rumford Greyhound Stadium. Initially, it was a popular venue, but after a few years, interest in greyhound racing, at least at Rumford Stadium, began to wane. Ganderdower got wind of this and suggested cheetah racing. Leggett thought that this was a brilliant idea, though I don't know if it took a lot of convincing. So over the next year, Ganderdower trained the cheetahs to race on a track. That wasn't easy. Some may say that, for the most part, it was an impossible goal. Okay, Al, now it's Saturday, December 11th, 1937. I know, you enjoy time travel, that's why you're giggling, yeah, right?
That and... Go ahead.
It's Saturday, December 11th, 1937, and two of the cheetahs are about to run their first race at Rumford Greyhound Stadium. That race included greyhounds.
Hold on a second. Would the cheetahs attack the greyhounds?
You know, I thought that too, but the theory was that cheetahs wouldn't attack the greyhounds because in Africa, jackals, which are wild dogs, sometimes work in partnership with cheetahs to corner prey, and they both share on the meal.
Interesting, but jackals aren't greyhounds.
Well, that's true, but that was the theory, and unless there was a cover-up, none of the greyhounds were attacked by Gander Dower's cheetahs. There he is now. Let's listen in on his conversation. Kenneth. Kenneth, cheetahs are wild animals. I find it hard to believe that they'll race with greyhounds.
I have to do the voice too?
Yes, you have to do the voice. We're time traveling. You're ruining the whole setup.
Oh,
Would you like me to...
You didn't tell me I had to do a voice, now I got to do a voice.
All of this is completely natural and sporadic. There's no scripting involved.
None whatsoever.
None. It's not like I'm a writer or anything. Okay, let me set you up again.
Hold on.
I'm setting you up again.
You don't have to set me up again. I got to...
Well, everyone's forgotten what my line was, so your next line isn't going to make any sense.
You're going to cut it.
No,
you?
I'm not. I'm letting this go.
You're letting
out
this
like
go.
This.
God, yeah,
I want
crap.
Everybody to see what I have to deal with. I say, Kenneth, it's better than my Irish accent. I think.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it might be because you're English.
Might be. I say, Kenneth, cheetahs are wild animals. I find it hard to believe that they'll race with greyhounds.
The cheetahs appearing today answer to the names. Follow readily. Walk into the starting boxes and are absolutely safe with strangers. In 265-yard trials, the fastest cheetah ran in 15.86 seconds. And the cheetah-only public race, the fastest cheetah did it in 16.01 seconds.
Is it me, or do we sound like Robin Leach? Well, we probably don't. Those are probably the worst accents ever. No, not the worst. Second worst, because the worst is my Irish greyhound. I mean, my Irish accent. Ow! Let's stop talking about accents. Looks like two cheetahs and several greyhounds are about to compete in a race against each other. The cheetahs and greyhounds are in their starting boxes, and they're all muzzled. Where'd they find cheetah muzzles? And they're off! I think the cheetahs will beat the greyhounds. After all, they're faster. What do you think, Al?
Sounds right to me. But wait, what's this? A greyhound just won?
Whoa! The greyhound ran 355 yards in 20.75 seconds, beating the fastest cheetah who ran the 355 yards in 23.10 seconds. That man over there looks like a bookmaker. Let's eavesdrop on his conversation.
In training, over a short distance, cheetahs outran the greyhounds, but I knew a greyhound would win this race because any distance over 440 yards saw an edge given to the dogs.
You know what's funny, Al?
It sounds a little bit like...
That sounds like a drunken English Custer. For those who would like to hear Al's sober Custer, please turn to our Custer episode. We're back in the present, and here's what we know. There was a second race that day between two more cheetahs and several greyhounds. One of the cheetahs was named Helen. She won that race. You know, it's a very English name for a cheetah, isn't it? But it was noted that overall, the cheetahs were a bit slower in their gallop than the greyhounds. So, while cheetahs are the fastest land mammal and much faster than greyhounds by about 30 miles per hour, in a racetrack environment, the greyhounds and cheetahs have a chance at being equally matched.
I'm guessing that the cheetah racing didn't last too long or make that much of an impact, or there'd still be cheetah racing today.
You're right. And, you know, every time we say cheetah racing, I just want to laugh because it just sounds so unbelievable. But this is all actually true. On the following Saturday from those first races, even greater crowds filled the stadium to see the cheetahs race. On this day, the races included a handicap of 20 to 40 yards in favor of the greyhounds. But this time, the cheetahs won every race. Still, the cheetah racing faded away. Here's why. The locals began to loudly voice safety concerns about the big cats. I don't know why they'd be worried about those big cats. Rather quickly, they won their cases, and the cheetah races stopped. The racetrack, however, thrived. It's changed locations since its early days, but Rumford Stadium still exists today.
So there was no more cheetah racing because of the locals complaining?
That and, well, think about it. Cheetahs are cats. What cat races on command?
What cat does anything on command?
Not many, unless it's come get your dinner. I think the complaints from the locals made the decision to give up on cheetah racing all the more easy to make, because here's the thing. Cheetahs, unlike greyhounds, aren't pack animals. They don't work with each other like dogs do, though, as I shared before, it would work with jackals. Once a cheetah got ahead enough in a race, most of the time the other cheetahs would just stop running. Sometimes they'd lay down and rest or just slow to a saunter like they were out on their daily constitutional. Some of them would also mark the track and move on. Cheetahs also are more challenged by the bends and curves in a track than greyhounds. Greyhounds, of course, run for the glory in front of it. Most of them love to run and play a game of catch with a lure. A cheetah, on the other hand, is not playing a game. If he's chasing something, it's because his goal is to catch and eat it, not to have fun. And if someone else has the upper paw, so to speak, the lagging cheetah sees no reason to continue on. What's more, dogs live to please people. Cats, not so much. And I say this as a cat lover. Most cats live to please themselves. Since there's nothing in racing for them, many simply won't make the effort. In fact, Gander Dower's cheetahs immediately realized that an electric lure, even one with some meat tied onto it, doesn't have much food value. So, in most cases, the cheetah, not seeing any point in running after the lure, does what cats do, rolls her eyes.
So, cheetah racing was a failure.
Yeah, in the sense that the challenge of getting them to race isn't really worth pursuing, and no, it wasn't a failure in the sense that Leggett Stadium rekindled some people's interest in greyhound racing.
Whatever happened to Gander Dower's cheetahs?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, even after doing extensive research to find out, but here's what I do know. He kept some of them, at least as pets. As a matter of fact, he fell out of social favor after taking a leashed cheetah into a bar at Queen's Club, which is like a very hoity-toity tennis venue.
I could see why they'd be upset.
Yeah, like that's kind of crazy. That's what he did. During the time, exotic pets like cheetahs were considered fashionable in some circles, so some of the cheetahs may have found homes with some eccentrics. Thankfully for cheetahs and wild animals in general, many countries have special requirements and licensing regulations now for such animals.
And what became of Gander Dower?
The government of Kenya hired him to work with the native inhabitants on improving public relations between both parties. He then worked as a war correspondent during World War II. While on a troop ship that was approaching Adu Atoll in February 1944, I believe that was on the 12th, the ship was attacked by a Japanese submarine. With just two torpedoes from the submarine, the ship sank in 2 minutes, killing 1,297 people that were on board. Kenneth Gander Dower was among the dead. He was 35 years old.
He was such a young man. He was certainly accomplished. What a colorful life.
I can't say I approve of cheetah racing, but he certainly lived life to the fullest and did some extraordinary things. There's a lot out there about his life, including his own books, so I do recommend checking him out. He truly was a fascinating man. For the About Greyhounds podcast, I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Caballo.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to catch us on another episode next week. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping more former racing greyhounds transition from racing to loving homes. If you've been enjoying this podcast series, please consider donating to help us get more greyhounds to where they need to be next. Home.